Son, come here quickly. Everyone just left, and we have a few minutes, and I'd like to perform another experiment for the collection of, data. I have a sort of lab set up in the living room. I've spent the better part of a night analyzing the data from the first experiment, and I believe that the fundamental hypothesis of establishing your health and libido has been confirmed, but I believe a new problem has become clear. I've deduced by the speed of your climax, we may have another issue to address. Now, relax. Yes, I've lit some candles and put some soft music on. And now I want you to remove your clothes, please. I've made a comfortable place for you to lay down while I collect more data. This won't take long. And yes, yes, you'll get to your lacrosse game after. Excellent. I visited the pharmacy this morning and got this lubricant. And here we go. Sorry if it's a bit cool at first. It will warm up fast. Shh. Try and relax while I spread it around your penis, and your testicles, in the area directly below them. Your testicles are already swollen again. Fascinating libido. No, we need all of this lubricant for the experiment. There's never too much lubricant. Son, as you can see on the television, I've taken the liberty of choosing a visual aid from your Facebook. I believe her name is Stephanie. How do you know her? I see. And she's very popular. She certainly makes you excited. Now, keep looking at her picture while I begin to slowly stroke your erection and collect my data. Let me explain my hypothesis. I know this is very pleasurable, but try and relax. I need to go very, very slowly up and down with you. After looking at all your female friends and posts on your Facebook, it became clear to me that it's my parental responsibility to help you not only with your health, but with your social skills. Your father and I were not athletic like you, and I'm afraid neither of us were very popular in school. Your father does not have the benefits you're endowed with your looks, athletic body, and other assets. You will be expected to perform sexually often and to a level much higher than your peers. Oh, son, your penis feels so good in my hand. At any rate, back to the hypothesis. You climaxed so quickly last time. Miss Stephanie here made me realize the challenges you'll be facing soon, son, and I really want to help. Let's look at her picture together. Feel your erection throbbing. I agree, she's an outstanding example of a fertile young female. I knew young, popular girls like this, though, son, and I need to tell you a few things. Yes, I understand it's hard to relax, but take some deep breaths while I slowly stroke your length. 1, 2, 3. Great. You've never seen this picture? It's wonderful, isn't it? Yes, it took my breath away when I saw it, too. Your friend has movie star good looks. This hand movement? Oh, I know your crown is very sensitive. You're doing very well, I must say. Now, breathe slowly. I need you very excited for this experiment. Okay. Okay, it looks like your little blonde beauty is somewhere tropical. Take another deep breath. Her skin is flawless. I bet it feels so soft. Slow your breathing, son. See that pink bikini top? So very cute and small. Feeling lightheaded, son? You're so erect. Just knew you would be. I must say, this is sort of exciting for me too, but of course this is for science. And she looks so good in her tight, cut-off jean shorts with just a hint of that pink bikini bottom showing. She's so flirty, leaving her top button undone in the front. Fascinating, exactly as I thought. I can see the problem clearly. Watch as I stroke your erection with one hand and talk about little Miss Stephanie on the other. I can feel your testicles beginning to constrict in anticipation of climax. But we need to stop this, son. You need to last much, much longer. With prospects like Miss Stephanie in your future. Beautiful girls like this, they are very hard to please. And with a few jokes, she can ruin your reputation very quickly. Imagine untying her top and releasing her perky, beautiful young breasts while I speed up. Faster. And you're about to release and stop! Shh, 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 shh. I know it's awkward and it hurts, but I have to squeeze your testicles hard at the base to stop your climax. I'm trying to teach you some control. It's okay, it's okay. Just focus and breathe. Oh, poor boy. I know you need relief, but not yet, not yet. Breathe. One, two, three, and done. Let me stroke again. Yes, slowly again. Right here under the head. Your frenulum. That's where all your nerves are. You need to learn how to stop yourself, son. Miss Stephanie will want this inside of her for a very long time. Shh, yes, my son. In her vagina. Now, look at her again. Yes, she's very slender and athletic, but her breasts are so firm. And, what color do you think her nipples are? Faster now. Breathe, focus on the pleasure I'm giving you. Faster, faster. You need control, son. You need to control yourself. Do you think she's shaved? I do. I think she, Ah, that was your trigger. And I am squeezing your testicles again. I'm sorry. I know it's uncomfortable, my poor son. This is for your own good. My experiment is proving my hypothesis. How could you possibly expect to please someone like Miss Stephanie with no control? Breathe. One, two, three, four. Whew. That was close. Oh, son, your penis is so angry now as I slowly stroke it. All your veins are dilated and your testicles have fully retracted. Eager for their release. Simply amazing. But you have to fight it and breathe slowly. I know, it feels so good. I have to show you what pleasure you can expect. Look at her again. Her body looks made for sex, doesn't it? But fight it, son. Imagine your crown slowly pressing into her. Sliding slowly, deeply inside. Not now. Not now, don't climax. Think of how upset she would be. Not now, son! Oh, you're coming. Poor little Miss Stephanie. How disappointing. What do you think she'll tell her friends? Ah, and your ejaculate is just everywhere. And you're done, correct? Why, you can hardly breathe. My hypothesis has been confirmed. We have a serious problem here. This is going to need more work, more coaching. We need to get on top of your stamina problem, and now. Now, go clean up for your lacrosse game. Yes, of course it means more experiments. What? You want to provide more data before bed tonight? We'll see what I can do. It might be a challenge to find alone time, but, as I said, you really need the help. Go on, go get cleaned up, have a great game. I'm glad you're so enthusiastic about more experiments. It's not something I normally enjoy doing, but I think in this case, for science, we should proceed straight ahead to testing your stamina with oral stimulation.